money matter involving the petitioner. Any petitioner coming before this court is a relative of or has a financial or business relationship with any officer or employee of the town board to question and disclose the nature and extent of such relationship in accordance with the provisions of the ethics law of the town of Orchard Park. Do we have any minutes from the last meeting? I don't remember.
Because we need another people to vote.
The last meeting, we didn't have a quorum.
Okay.
And so we need two people to volunteer to have the minutes emailed to them and approve.
Okay. I'll take one.
Okay.
If you find someone else will volunteer, I'm sure.
Melissa's two. We got it. We got our magic number.
Please let the record reflect that Bernadette is excused, and please let the record reflect that Kyle Witt did not call in and is not excused, but he's absent from today. And as a result, John DeLuca will be a voting member. As I read in the ethics disclosure, I do have a business relationship with the petitioner in the first case. And as a result, Dave Ward will be acting chair and I will not be voting. So do you want to come up and explain your project to everyone else but me?
I'm Doug Pace. I'm with Carmina Wood Design. We have done a site plan for a medical building in the Sterling Medical Park on Woodward Drive. This is a vacant lot that is, I guess, towards the end of the road. There's a bunch of other medical buildings around it, so it's very similar to what's already developed there. So this is a 45,000 square foot building. It's on the north side of Winter Road. The zoning for this property is I-1 industrial, and the use meets the zoning requirements. The site area is 4.29 acres. We're developing all the lot, and this is for region development, another medical building that they're doing in this subdivision.
Green space.
So we meet all the requirements for green space.
15%.
Yeah, we're meeting the 15%. So 15% requirement would be 0.64 acres. We're at 1.4 acres, so we're over the 15%. Interior parking. Right, yeah, we actually overpark spaces. And we're meeting the interior parking requirements of 10% or actually over it.
Hey, Doug,
yeah.
Could you just, you have a chart on the site plan?
I did not put the chart on the site plan. I have it on the site plan sheet, which...
The site plan that you handed in. It has a chart. I was going to ask you to explain it, but...
Sure. You're talking about site data?
The green space.
Yeah, so green space... Yeah, sorry. So like I said, the requirements are 100% of red, 34.
Yeah.
So these 0.64 acres, red, 1.9 acres. We're over 10% for interior parking per landscape.
Do you know how many parking spaces?
Total parking spaces, we have 164 spaces. Required of 152. That is, I'm familiar with medical buildings.
Yeah.
We cannot have enough parking spaces.
Yeah.
So we have to try to go a little bit over.
I can't ask a question of you, but I just have a question for Rainey or our esteemed attorney. Didn't we change the zoning here to, by right, you can do front yard parking?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to, I couldn't remember that. Okay, sorry.
Can I ask? There's nothing adjoining this property, is there? Nothing to the north and nothing to the east?
So, to the north, there are vacant lots that are off of Lake.
Yeah.
And so those back ones, there's nothing on them, and it's for, I think a lot of wetlands anyways. To the east, it's another parcel in this subdivision which had a plan submitted to the town. I don't know if it's...
But that's the area.
Yeah, but...
Why are you... There's nothing there right now.
Correct. And then across the cul-de-sac, I think Ross Eye, Plus Eye is over here, and then there's another medical building in the works.
To the northwest, it would be the brewery.
Yes.
A lot of people work there.
All right.
If we'll go down the board and just ask my good guesters,
I think the former gentleman looks real good. Real good at the landscape value, seeing like the well in line. Issues myself.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
Easy board.
It looks good.
Okay, so we're working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're calling for a vote, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Open up to the vote, motion approved.
Move to approve.
I'll second it.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Good luck with the project.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Come in.
We'll be back.
The next item on the agenda, the only other item on the agenda is conservation. We have our friendly architect here to come back to us again. May want to sign in as well.
Do you have some more cake?
You came to us, was it a month ago or 2 months ago?
Even longer.
Even longer. It seems like it was yesterday.
4 months ago.
4 months, okay. Has anything changed from your end, or...
Nothing's changed.
Okay.
Nothing remains.
We're all 4 months older.
Isn't that nice?
Some days.
I received a letter from Mr. Lenny, and informed me that he thought that the project was not developed in my area, which we were asking for a conservation easement, which was located, I think, a little line here, to show that we had Wildwood Lane here, and then this area right here is the location of my house, and then we have approximately 6 acres of property that I wanted to put into a 75-year
conservation
easement. And I went to the appraiser, and he told me that...
Appraiser or assessor?
Assessor.
Town assessor, okay.
Was the assessor.
Yep.
And I went there, and he said, well, I'm not going to do all the calculations, but just generally speaking, it's about $1,900 a year. Because somebody asked me another question, what is the benefit, what is the cost to the community? And he said it's approximately $1,900.
So you would save $1,900 per year?
That's right. If we were granted these...
In town, county, and school district taxes. Is all, have all three up?
Yeah, Orchard Park initially didn't buy into it, but the school system did.
County and school.
Yeah.
Phone taxes, okay.
So it's, you know, the total net benefit to me would be about $1,900. And in this area that we're putting into report, that I'd like to put into an easement, 75% of it is woods. It's very, very, you know, it's very pristine. There's a lot of trees, thousands of trees, over about 2,000 trees. And it's bound on different sides. What it is, I did a little map here, which kind of, this is Wildwood Lane here, which is what part of Wildwood Estates. And then we have a driveway, and this is the location of the house. This is the property that I would put into an easement, and it abounds to 1, 2, 3, and 4 different adjacent properties. Now, I don't even know who those
people are. You own those other properties?
I don't, okay. No, I don't own them, but they're owned by somebody else. This is Cole Road here. This is Sheriff Road. So that if somebody did want to think that they have an entrepreneurial desire to develop that area, they could do that very easily.
That's a separate owner.
It's a separate owner. I'm not doing that. I have no intention of ever doing that. I would like to keep this, the property in its, you know, it's in its pristine condition the way it is right now. I appreciate it. I enjoy it. And that's what I'm asking to do.
And you know the issue that we talked about before, and you saw Mr. Ramey's email.
Oh, yes.
That, you know, the purpose of the conservation easement program is to take developable land out of the possibility of being developed.
Correct.
For which we're giving you a quid pro quo of a lower assessment. The longer you commit, as you know, 75 years, yeah. You know, I think the next highest would be perpetual.
Perpetual.
Yeah.
We give you a tax break on the state, county, and school taxes, $1,900 in your case.
That's correct.
But we look at it at the four corners of what you're the petitioner, you're wanting to submit it.
Yes.
I suppose if you own one of those other lots, then it could be developable, right?
Be a different story. Be a different story.
But yeah. it's their separate owner.
They got,
by your own admission.
Yeah, they got it. They could, if they become inspired to develop the property, they could, you know, develop their adjacent property and then come to me.
Where does that logic end? What if it was three properties away from a street? Would all three have to do it? Would all four have to do it?
Well, there's a possibility of four different individuals or owners who could, if they wanted to develop it, could develop this area and, you know, want to develop.
They don't own your property.
No, but they don't. Yeah. And I really wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't, by putting it into an easement, that would nullify any development of that property. That's what I would like to do.
And again, just so you understand, as we explained last night, we're a recommending board. We don't make the final.
I appreciate that.
You know, so let me ask this of our attorney, that if we deny or don't agree to recommend this, can the petitioner go directly to the town board?
Yes.
So, I mean, that's your final potential appeal or request.
I thought that this is a possibility that could be developed in the future. And I also think that if you think about Wildwood Estates, there's 28 or 29 parcels, lots. They've all been sold except for two, and there's only two that have not been built on. So, out of 29, there's 25.
I'm not disagreeing with you that
it's aesthetically a beautiful area, yeah. And it is desirable. And so I think that whether it's another 2 years or 10 years or 5 years, I think it can be definitely.
Yeah, that would presume that one of those four other contiguous owners goes to you and buys the land and then applies or to try to develop it. But we're looking just at you as a petitioner. In your land, if the flag lot can't be developed, at least I don't know how we get past that first hurdle or check that box that it's developable land. That's just my opinion. I mean, go around the room. John, what about you?
I have, I guess, a bit of a different question. The statute says it has to be the benefit of the town to people of Orchard Park, right? And at this point, it looks like there's some financial issue here that would be a detriment to the town of Orchard Park. Right. So I guess my question would be, what if the financial requirement was less? Is there any scope for us to say, for example, well, what if the break on taxes was less than 1900? Let's just, in the extreme, say it was a dollar, okay? Would we have the ability, given the constraints that we operate under, to say, yeah, well, let's go ahead for a dollar, we'll make it the easement, and that way we're assured that nobody would go out.
I don't know how we could do it under the current statute, because it doesn't allow for discretion.
That's my question.
On the percentage based on the duration of the easement. What is the minimum, 10 years?
John, 15.
15.
Yeah, John, the assessor has a chart that he uses based on the acreage, and that governs, that's where the $1,900 came from. The assessor did just a quick eyeball of it. It could be 1850, it could be 2100, but it's an estimation.
15 years, you'd probably only say $500 or something.
To be perfectly honest with you, I don't agree with you that this is not developable. I believe that people could develop it, but I'm going in the opposite direction. I don't want to develop
understood.
It. I want to hold this to the side, and I think the benefit to the community and the benefit to myself is very, very, it means a great deal to me. That being said, coming in front of you guys, nothing, you know, I enjoy doing this once in a while.
Welcome back.
But you know, if I don't get this this time, I'll just chalk it up to I'm not able to go.
And again, it's my opinion. I'm one voting member. I'm the chair.
I'm the opinion too.
Understood. It's just there's no common ownership. They don't own your land. You don't own their land.
It's true.
I don't see how you get past that first checkbox. I understand what John's saying. It could be less of a detriment to the town if the petitioner only grant the easement for 15 years. But I don't think we have the ability to pick and choose the percentages under the current
regulations. Well, if I understood you correctly, if I may, it wouldn't matter because you said we still couldn't get over the
I don't know how we can get past that first issue as a board. Which is what we based our, again, we're not approving it, recommendations in the past. To other commissioners, and we had a couple instances of jurisdictional wetlands, and I think we did a Solomon thing and carved the baby in two because they wanted to donate 40 acres, and we ended up saying we'd only accept 20 acres because there's Army Corps or DC jurisdictional wetlands with the other 20. And then I think one of them actually was DEC wetlands, and there's 104 buffers, so we had to chop it again. But that's just what I call. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. But what do you think? I mean, you asked that question. Are there any other thoughts?
I'm trying to just parcel out what the fundamental issues are here, right? There's a developable issue, there's a monetary issue, and I was simply trying to say if the monetary issue went away somehow, would we still be able to move forward? And I think the answer that I'm hearing is no, we wouldn't. So we're kind of boxed if that's the case.
That's my opinion, and you could have your own opinion by reading the statute. But any other thoughts, or
no? That's it,
David.
No, I mean I agree with. It's a nice piece of land and everything, but I think it's removed from the possibility of development by the fact that the other properties are not controlled by you. You don't have an option on those properties. So my own opinion is that probably is developable. Situation.
Probably isn't developable.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. So I agree with that. Opinion that I just, and the other thing we try and strive for is not always the case is to have it contiguous with other conservation easements so that there's a possibility of connectivity that's true. That's not always the criteria.
The people to the south is a farm.
Yeah.
These people are residential and musical.
So, right, if they had conservation easements adjacent to you where it's contiguous, that would be another criteria in my mind. And we don't always require that, but it's a bonus.
There's a checklist that we go through and we rate them, and one of our members who aren't here tonight asked what's the past thing? We got to address that maybe at some point.
Yeah.
That checklist. Ranking.
That's on our list.
Okay. Well, listen.
Do I just feel unknowable unless you reach out to me or your neighbors and then come back?
Well, it's not for sale.
Right, so.
So we're just talking.
And you know my feelings, Tom?
This board has paid for a long time to try to appreciate the group situation, and I give them a lot of credit, but it seems to keep coming up the same way. And that's, we've got hesitation to do full approval based on the criteria that we've all talked about. So it's very difficult at this point. As Rich pointed out, we're only an advisory board that goes to the town board as well. But again, I commend the entire board for trying to work out something with you. But there seems to be a number of different questions that.
Well, Tom, I'm not going to take any more of your time on this matter. The $1,900 is not really going to change my life at all. Property is not for sale. It's never going to be developed as long as I'm alive. And I thought that this was one opportunity to do this, but if it's not, you know, don't worry about it. Life will go on.
Because you have a full budget.
Park will be okay, and I'm going to come back.
No, you can go to the town board. I just want to give Amy a fair chance to say something as well.
I am basically agreeing with this board. I don't see it as a developable piece of property.
Okay.
I mean, there are a lot of what ifs, no matter what property you look at. You can say, what if, just, you know. So at this point, though, it doesn't check off that box, so I don't think it's right.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, just don't be sorry.
So again, you're fully within your rights, but you don't want to.
No. This is twice, and I've had a chance to meet all of you, appreciate it. I see what you're doing, and I applaud it.
We wish you luck.
I don't need it, then. I'm good. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other business?
You need a motion.
I'll make a motion to not recommend the petitioner's request to place his property in conservation easement. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, approved.
Okay. And then I'd like to add in the minutes that the petitioner indicated he didn't want to go to the town board.
Yeah, that we gave him
the opportunity
option
and
of going to the town board, but denied it. Rejected. Are we going to have more conservation easements probably coming up on renewal at some point?
Yep.
Okay, great. Motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Everyone.
Aye.
Approved.
You're here.
Did we leave the purple phone?
Yes. We call it this word perfect.
I come back here. Next meeting, you'll be filled with.